A new exhibit features two very unique artists at Chattanooga's River Gallery. Russell Whiting uses a torch to carve dynamic human figures out of steel, and Jacqueline Collette creates glass constructions, colorful, mysteriously opaque, eye-catching pieces. Today, we will visit the River Gallery in the Bluffview Art District and hear from both artists. Russell Whiting is from Louisiana. He says he started by carving wood when he was a child. He always enjoyed carving things.
As time went on, I started working offshore as a welder and a fitter on the platforms, and I started using the different tools, steel tools such as torches, and I began to realize that the torch was leaving the same marks on the steel as the chisels did on the wood. And so I transformed from a wood carver to a steel carver.
Whiting has exhibited different pieces for nearly 15 years at the River Gallery. His current sculptures are large, sometimes life-sized humanoid figures. He says mythology inspires him. His pieces do have an otherworldly feel. As I talk to him, he's standing beside one of them, which he describes as angelic.
Well, it's a male figure standing up straight on these tippy toes, and there's no arms, and it has wings. It's an angel. The piece is titled Gabriel, and it's a really different piece for me in that instead of just being steel, which part of it is steel, the other part is cast bronze, and so I've added the two together, which is a very unusual way to do it. Most people would fill gaps and holes in the sculpture with the same material, bronze, but I've put little chunks of steel and welded them into the sculpture and then carved the steel so that it would reference back to what I do, carve steel.
Because they are steel, large and somewhat weatherproof, many of his sculptures sit outside. Some of them are in the sculpture garden across the street overlooking the river. We were supposed to go out for a reception in that garden, but we can't. It's raining out there, a storm pouring down on his creations. I ask Whiting to just stop for a moment and imagine the future. 100 years from now, what might his monumental steel sculptures look like after 100 years of wind and rain?
I hope that some of these pieces, over the years, that they weather and that the piece actually becomes a co-creation between me and nature. The pieces are created by carving them with the torch, and that is a method of corrosion that the torch. The temperature gets up to, 5,000 or 6,000 degrees, and then you flood it with oxygen, pure oxygen, and that's an erosion effect that cuts the steel. Well, Mother Nature will do the same thing after 100 or 200 years of this thing being outside. It's going to affect the surface of it. And I've collected several pieces of really old steel, and they're just magnificent. So I want to see, no way I will see, but I think that will happen, that it will be a collaboration with Mother Nature in the end.
Jacqueline Collette is tonight's other featured artist. She's from Florida. Like Whiting, she's been exhibiting for years at the River Gallery. Unlike Whiting, her pieces are smaller, mixed-media creations. Some are made of glass and sit on pedestals. At first glance, they might look like ceramic bowls. They've been treated in a way that makes them black, opaque, with a few vibrant swirls of color. Collette's other pieces hang on the wall, framed, a mixture of sculpture and painting. She describes one.
This is a piece that is set up on a sketched-out grid of, there's 16 pieces, and each piece is a stack, and those stacks are tiny little round paintings, about an inch in diameter. Most of the stacks are paintings with other things attached, like copper and beads. And some of the stacks are glass, because that's the work that I've come from in the past.
The piece also includes found objects, a coin, for example. It's a mixture of order, design, and randomness. I ask Collette, what is it that she's trying to express?
I think always I am just having a good time, to be honest with you. I do like order, and people that come in will see that the work that I do is very clean and orderly. So that's definitely in this piece, as well as the other glass pieces that are here too.
Colette says she always wanted to be an artist.
You know, from the very beginning when I was little, I got into trouble for doing art. I, you know, drew on the walls. I drew on the desk at school. You know, I was a troublemaker. But I kept going, and I would get goosebumps and think, I want to be an artist, and like someone would want to be a fireman or something or whatever. I wanted to be an artist. Goosebumps all over. But I could not draw people or things very well. You know, now when I look at them, I'm sort of Picasso-ish. So I guess I can draw, but not in the way that my elementary school teachers expected me to. So it was many, many years later when I realized I could design. So I would say I am a designer. I'm certainly not a realist. It's abstraction and expressionistic, but certainly not realistic in any sense.
And thinking of that, non-representational art, Colette says there is no one right way to interpret her art.
I leave it totally open because I don't attach any meaning to it when I'm doing it. I'm just really going in the studio and playing. And whatever comes out, comes out, and people can come and decide what it is for themselves. And that's great.
Colette and Whiting have different styles, different sensibilities. However, Angie Supan, the assistant director of sales at the River Gallery, says the two artists do have common qualities.
Tonight we're featuring them in an exhibit together, really based on her color and his steel work. Both artists are very strong, present in their own right, and bringing them together made for a very powerful, strong exhibit.
Finally, I ask about the River Gallery's sculpture garden across the street. The garden in the heart of the Bluffview District is such an iconic part of Chattanooga. It's very inspiring. Some people have had their weddings in the garden. What is it exactly that's so appealing about this?
One thing is that it is beautiful and peaceful, and it's like a little urban oasis. In the middle of the city, there's a special little place that's very quiet and beautiful to enjoy. Also, it, in my opinion, is one of the very first places like that in Chattanooga. The Portera family opened it in 1993. It was an abandoned rubble of a hillside, and they landscaped it and manicured it and made it what it is today. And plus, it features sculpture for sale, which isn't something that really most places do here in town.
If you visit that garden, you can find Russell Whiting's work. Inside the gallery, you'll find more of his work as well as Jacqueline Collette's mixed media pieces. More information is on the River Gallery website, and you'll find photographs of work by these artists. Visit www.river-gallery.com or follow the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.